We now continue with lesson number 33 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Menachos. We're still in the 10th Perek, in Perek Yud. Today we will do Mishnah 6 and Mishnah 7, Mishnah Vov, Mishnah Zayin. First of all, Mishnah Vov. We learned yesterday in Mishnah Hey that the Tfuah Chadosha was not permitted to be eaten until, in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Korban Omer was brought. So our Mishnah begins and explains, HaOmer HaYomatir BaMedina, with the Hakrovas HaOmer, on the 16th day of Nisan, it became permissible to eat the Tfuah Chadosha all over, BaMedina meaning wherever. It was also for people to eat the new grain. However, the use of the new grain in the Beis HaMikdosh ideally was postponed until Ushtei HaLechem BaMikdosh, until the two breads which were brought on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, until they were brought, it was preferable, as we will see, not to bring korbonos, like a korbon mincha, of the new tfuah until Shavuos, until the Shtei HaLechem. The reason being, because when the Torah speaks of the mitzvah of the Shtei HaLechem, it says, Mincha Chadosha Lashem B'Shavuoseichem. Mincha Chadosha seems to indicate that this mincha of the Shtei HaLechem was Chadosha L'chol HaMenochos, that this mincha on Shavuos was the first mincha of the new Tavua. So the Mishnah continues and says, Ein mevi'in menochos ubikurim u'minchas behemom. One did not bring korban minchas, korbanos mincha, or bikurim, or those korbanos mincha which accompany animal sacrifices, minchas behemom, the so-called minchas nesochim. You could not bring them from the new Tavua Kodem laomer, before the Hakrovas HaOmer on the 16th of Nisan. V'yimhevi, if you did, let's say on the 10th of Nisan, brought a korban mincha in whatever form from the new tfuah before the Hakrovas HaOmer, v'yimhevi, posel. It would be posel, even b'dievet. Kodem l'shtei halechem, but suppose during the period which we call the time of Sfira, Chalamoid Pesach, all those weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, you brought a korban mincha from the Tfuah Chadosha before the Shtei Alechem were brought on Shavuos. No, lo yavi. Ideally, you should not do that. V'im hevi, but if you did, kosher. It's kosher. The Gemara explains the reason for this is l'fi shekfar hutar hachodosh la'achilas b'nei odom. Because Chadosh was then permissible to people, to ordinary people, if not to the Hekdesh, as part of a korban. It is what is called Hutar Michlolo, Eitzel Hedyud. It is no longer totally forbidden. It's forbidden on the Mizbeach, but it's permissible to people. That lessens the strength of the Isur. And therefore, b'diavad, in the final analysis, im hevi kosher. The Mishnah continues Mishnah Zayin, which interestingly enough is a repeat of a Mishnah, of the very first Mishnah, in Maseches Chala. Because it deals, as we will see, with the obligation of giving Chala. Now, the types of grain, breads from which are required to be, the mitzvah of challah applies to breads which come from the five basic types of grain which we're about to learn about. Bread which comes from rice, or what we call today corn, Indian corn, are not obligated in challah. So the Mishnah says, Hachitim wheat, v'hasa'odim and barley, v'hakusmin, generally translated as spelt, v'shiboles shu'ol oats, v'hashifon and rye, these are the five classic grains, chayovin b'chalav. Bread made from these grains is obligated in the mitzvah of chalav, giving part of it to the Kohen. The reason is because the mitzvah of challah is compared in Gzeirah Shovah to the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. By Pesach it says, Shivash yomim toichal olav matzos lechem only. So the matzah is called lechem. With reference to challah, the Pasuk says, V'hoyo ba'acholchem mi lechem ha'oretz. So Gzeirah Shovah compares lechem to lechem. And the Gemara darshins, Malechem he'omur ba'pesach dovor ha'boli dechimutz. Just like when the Torah speaks of matzah. Matzah must be made from these five types of grain. Because these five types of grain can become chometz. So we stop them from becoming chometz and we make them into matzah. But for challah too, it must come from these five types of grain, which kam lidei chimutz, which can become, physically become, chometz. Number one. Number two, umistorfim ze im ze. The obligation to give challah comes only if a person is preparing bread with a quantity of flour that equals 5 quarters of kemach, meaning 1 1/4 kav of kemach, which is approximately 2.5 liters. So suppose you have half of that amount from wheat and half of that amount of barley, or 1/3 of the amount from wheat and 1/3 from barley flour and 1/3 from oat flour. So it all combines together and you're obligated in the mitzvah of challah. V'asurim bechodosh milifnei ha-pesach. The isur of chodosh, of eating from a new grain, which applies up until the Korban Omer is brought on the 16th of Pesach, is limited only to grain from these five classic grains, Chitim, Seorin, Kusmin, Shibola, Shu'ol, and Shifon. But for example, rice and corn, etc., beans that grow from the before Pesach can be harvested before Pesach and eaten before Pesach. It is only these five grains for which harvesting them, reaping them before the Omer is prohibited. The Mishnah concludes, V'im hishrishu, if the seeds of these grains, chitim, seorin, etc., take root, kodim la'omer, they take root before the 16th of Nisan, ha'omer matiron, then the Omer makes them permissible. And once they're harvested, they can be eaten without any further waiting. V'yim lav, but suppose you plant some seeds, wheat seeds or whatever, in the ground before Pesach, and they don't take root yet. And they didn't take root by the time the Omer was brought, but they first took root afterwards, later during Pesach, after Pesach, whatever. Then asurim at sheyavo omer habo, then that grain cannot be eaten. It's considered chodosh until the next year, until the 16th of Nisan the next year, when the omer is brought. And so we have finished Mishnah Zion, and in the process have concluded lesson number 33.